Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Soaked in pain, I heard the echo from his secret hideaway. He must have forgot to close his door as he cranked out those dismal chords, and his four walls declared him insane. I found my way, right time, wrong place, as I pled my case. You're the judge, oh no.
The nominee, ACB, Amy Coney Barrett, and she's on the Seventh Circuit right now. She's a federal judge. So this is huge because the president nominated her over the weekend. There's been a little bit of backlash, but there's been a lot of high-fiving among conservatives. I don't see how she doesn't sail through. The numbers are certainly there. It's a question of what the time will be. We are, what, 4 weeks, 5 weeks outside of this election? Can you believe it? So close. We can almost hear the footsteps. Seriously, I mean, we're so close to November 3rd. I don't know how quickly this can get done, but she will get confirmed. I mean, that's the bottom line. I don't see that that won't happen. And there are certainly a lot of people that are backing her up for this spot. A lot of people at Notre Dame had incredible things to say about her. But then, suddenly, some of the professors that were unearthed are pushing back on her portrayals. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. And, of course, we're still in the middle of this pandemic, and it's a question of how many people we've lost. 205,000 so far out of 7.14 million cases worldwide. I'd like to throw this number in. A big shout-out to everybody listening to us in other nooks and crannies of the world besides the United States of America. 996,000 people have died. Total cases worldwide, 33 million. How has the pandemic affected you economically, physically, emotionally? Anybody lose their life close to you, or anybody get COVID-19 and survive it? In some ways, we have all been touched by this virus. This is a big week because the first presidential debate happens on Tuesday, and I guarantee this is absolutely going to be one of the questions that Chris Wallace talks about. Of course, it's the biggest thing in our world, the pandemic. So how would you handle it? How are you handling it? Would be the question to the president. This is going to be a very, very interesting debate. So 5 weeks left. It's 5 weeks left. And that's until Election Day. Will we actually know who won? I don't think so. I don't believe we're going to know that. Mm-mm. No way. Let's talk a little bit about Amy Coney Barrett, if you don't know who she is. And like I said, there is a little bit of pushback on her, but you know, she was a clerk for Antonin Scalia. And one the person who helped her thrive at Notre Dame, when was asked about her from Scalia's office, He said, there is only one person I would hire, her. She's the best law student ever that I ever have seen. So she definitely has the skins on the wall, as they say. And looking at her record, she is definitely, definitely conservative. She gets in the makeup of the Supreme Court definitely swings in favor of the conservative side versus the liberal side, or even anything in between. What would she do with any questions on health care or guns, religious liberty, LGBTQ rights? Where would that go? I mean, there have been some big decisions that have, you know, that have already taken place. And then, are there going to be kind of new swing votes? I mean, what are we going to see as far as that's concerned? But there's no doubt a 6-3 court, a 6-3 court would be where this would be headed. I mean, she's a popular professor. She's got definitely, like I said, conservative credentials. She certainly has the record everywhere she's gone and what she's done. She's the mother of 7 children, including 2 adopted Haitian children. So there's that aspect of her life. And, you know, it's, you look at the confirmation hearings and how long it would take. I mean, there are, let me say, there are 37, if my math's right, there's like 37 days between now and the election day. Mm-hmm. And then if you go even further, 115 days between now and the inauguration, which would be in January. So the process for confirming a Supreme Court nominee takes about an average of 70 days from the time of submission. So the math doesn't add up before the election. But, you know, the hearings are going to start October 12th. And I think that's the idea. If they're looking at, okay, election day is coming up, that's because the push is going to be to get it through. The Democrats are saying there's too little time to confirm a new justice, and normally they would be right, but if you looked at the pure numbers of it, but I don't see how that's, I just don't see how it's not going to happen. She's not going to get confirmed, I guess, in other words. And I looked at a list of how long it took other justices, okay? So the last one, Kavanaugh, 89 days. Gorsuch, 66 days. Longest on the court, Thomas, 106 days. That's of right now. I mean, there's the FBI background check, the meeting with the Senate, one-on-one, being vetted by the Senate Judiciary Committee. They hold a week's worth of hearings. That happens maybe mid-October. Democrats don't have the votes to block or delay a nominating process. It's a 53-47 split in the Senate, so welcome to the Supreme Court. I can't imagine Amy Coney Barrett is not the next justice. Can you think of a way that that doesn't happen? You can always flip me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Speaking of numbers, we're going there next.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Here, my version of We Can Count, in a sense, as I kind of do that, what I call odds and ends sort of thing. And boy, it was a crazy weekend for stories that came out about the president, obviously getting closer to the election, getting closer to the first presidential debate. And the headline just screamed over the weekend. Trump avoided paying taxes for years, largely because his business empire reported losing more money than it made. A report came out, a New York Times report said that the president paid just $750 in federal income tax in 2016, the same in 2017, and no taxes at all in previous years. They'd gotten the tax return data, the New York Times, for Trump and his businesses covering most of the last two decades. He says the New York Times report is wrong, that everything was wrong, and that's what that is. That it was totally made up. He blasted the NYT for saying what they said, saying it's fake news, and arguing that he paid large federal and state taxes. He said everything's wrong, they're so bad. And like I said, according to the New York Times, $750 in taxes. The Times said it comes from tax return data extended over two decades. And this is pretty interesting right before this debate. I mean, the net worth of the president is in the billions, and he's denied that he paid that small of an amount. I'm sure he's going to be asked about it. And speaking of that, Trump Jr. called out Hunter Biden's $3.5 million wire transfer from a Russian billionaire's widow. So it was Don Jr. who fired a shot on Twitter on Sunday to appeal to the news media to look into the reported transfer to Hunter Biden for that $3.5 million from the billionaire widow of the former mayor of Moscow, shortly after the New York Times released a report that Trump avoided paying taxes for 10 of the last 15 years. So what does that mean? Elena Baturina, the richest woman in Russia, became Russia's only female billionaire when her plastics company, Intico, received a series of Moscow municipal contracts while her husband was mayor. So this is all tied into this. That's that transfer that Hunter Biden received. Oof. But the Republican report didn't implicate Biden in wrongdoing, instead focusing on his son Hunter, who they said cashed in on his father's position by joining the board of a Ukrainian gas company. So they're back to that about Hunter Biden. I would just drop the whole Hunter Biden thing. If I was a Republican strategist, there's other things that are, I think, that are so much meatier, bigger, etc., than going after that, which I think doesn't really sway voters, I guess is what I'm trying to say. California's wildfire grew to the third largest in state history. Denver is choked with smoke. No joke, seriously. It's been burning since the middle of August. It's grown to become the third biggest in Colorado's history is what I meant. Colorado's history. And Cameron Peak is what it is. It's now burned 120,000 acres in Roosevelt National Forest. Isn't that crazy? So you have one of the second biggest blazes on record in California, and now you have this one in Colorado. And you just see the smoke billowing everywhere, and you can barely see downtown. It's that bad. The air quality is just awful. That's what it's come to, I guess, right? All right, I got to say this. Speaking of Colorado, you know, in this quest to have sports, which is some people criticize, some people don't care, some people love it because it's a good distraction. The Broncos got pretty creative with South Park cardboard cutouts. 5,700 fans attended Week 3 game. Can you imagine? That's like nothing. That's 7.5% capacity. But they have the cutouts of the entire town of that popular show on Comedy Central, South Park. And it was so clever. I mean, I have to say, it was very, very clever. Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the creators of the show, are big Broncos fans. They came up for the concept for South Park while attending the University of Colorado. So there you go. I mean, all sports teams have had to get kind of creative without the presence of fans in the stands. So you still have the social distancing guidelines, even if there's nobody there, you still have that. Because, you cardboard cutouts, you can't risk it, right? So don't get people confused. Just do it. And stop. Just stop doing it. This is a sad story. Military leaders are saying active duty suicides are up 20% during COVID-19, during this pandemic. Wow. 20%. That's a big number. I mean, it's incomplete. Army and Air Force say they believe the isolation and uncertainty of the pandemic is adding stress to something that's already strained force. Army leaders have seen a 30% jump in active duty suicides this year, or 114 compared to 88 at the same time. Yikes. Oh, I hate hearing that. Self-inflicted violent behavior, murders. Oh, awful. To see that number, to see that number slide up. Awful. All right, a quick reminder that our Wednesday show last segment, your chance to nail the score. And what does that mean? Fabulous prizes. You clear the prize closet if you win our nail the score deal. And I come up with the game of the week. You tell me what you think the final score is going to be and who's going to win, and that's it. Bum-ba-da-da. Somebody's got to win, right? It's fun. Each and every week we do that. Each and every week. This time around, the Packers and the Saints were the game of the week, and the Saints are now 1-2. They lost. Packers 3-0. 37-30. Aaron Rodgers, 3 touchdowns in the win. Woohoo! Big for them, right? Yeah, huge for them. So that was one of the big games on the weekend. There were other tight games too. Including, I'm just going to give you a couple of them. I watched this one. The Eagles and the Bengals ended up 23 apiece, final in overtime. That's craziness, right? The Cowboys lost to the Seahawks. That was a good game, though. 38-31, Seahawks rolled on there. And how about the Lions? They roared. They beat the Cardinals 26-23. They're now 1-2. Buccaneers are 2-1 with Tom Brady, 28-10 over Denver. That's pretty interesting, I would say. All right, coming up next, we got a couple of really great guests, including Marie Ford. Think Orange is the New Black. Imagine being there and moving through the system and getting close with the inmates and looking at their scenarios and some of the things they pull and how to keep them on the straight and narrow. Fascinating story. In fact, the prison where Marie Ford was featured on Lockdown, a very popular show about women, about prison life. But this one was about women in prison. Mm-hmm. And then after that, Nishant Kaushik, we're going to talk to him. He's got a great story about wanting to be in films when he was a kid. So he talks about Bombay, which is the Beverly Hills of India. His character, he wrote a novel, who wants to be a film star. Ooh, that's all next. Stay with us.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity, TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is speaking out against President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
This is about your health care. This is about whether or not the ACA will exist. This is about whether or not pre-existing conditions will be continue to be covered. This is about whether or not a woman can be charged more for the same procedure as a man. This is about people's health care in the middle of a pandemic.
On CBS, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
We've been in conversations with Leader McConnell, with Chairman Graham. He is going to put forth a pretty aggressive schedule for hearings and markups that we believe will happen in the middle part of October. And if all goes well, then certainly a vote on the floor sometime before the election.
This is USA Radio News. William Barr says he's going to sue churches in the Bay Area, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Attorney General threatening to sue San Francisco over COVID-19 restrictions preventing churches from opening. Bill Barr wrote to Mayor London Breed saying that limiting places of worship to one person at a time infringes on religious freedom and violates First Amendment rights. The San Francisco Interfaith Council meeting next week to discuss the restrictions. Some lifting of limitations is expected. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump and Joe Biden will face each other in Cleveland on Tuesday for their first debate. The president was on Fox and Friends. He was asked about how he's preparing.
I think I prepare every day. I think, you know, when you're president, you sort of see everything that they're going to be asking, and they may disagree with you, but we've done a great job. We created the greatest economy in history.
Fox News anchor Chris Wallace will moderate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The animals, the animals. Trap, trap, trap till the cages fall. The cages fall, today's new. And everyone is waiting, waiting on you. And you got time.
I've talked about this before on the show, that what a big fan I am of the series Orange is the New Black. And I'm a fan of it for a reason, because women and prisons don't get talked about enough. I cannot wait for you to meet our next author in Author's Corner. We had a great conversation off the air, Marie Ford, and she knows exactly what that's like. Her book is called Through the Rank. And she knows what it's like, first of all, to go through the ranks, to start from sort of the bottom rung, I'll say, and work her way all the way up through the rank to captain. And so much so that when she left her position, the women at the correctional facility, they didn't want her to leave, because I think they knew she was doing such a good job and had their back. So, Marie, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes, I am.
You and I talked about that. What is it that people just don't understand about what women go through when they're incarcerated, and what happens to them, and how tough it is then when they get out?
Well, women are different from men. Women have a lot of emotion. You know, they are thinking about their children and wanting to be with their kids. And so that's a lot of what goes on with them when they first come in. You know, they're missing their families and their kids and trying to see them and wanting to be with them. And a lot of times we sit and we talk, you know, they just want to talk and get out. You know, I miss my kids, or I miss being with my family. And, you know, I try to talk to them and tell them, well, you know, right now you're not going to be able to see them. You know, I try to talk to them and help them to understand that right now is the time that they're not going to be able to be with their kids, but there are other avenues that they can take to to see their children, you know, through visitation or through the match program that we had set up for them. And women, they love to talk. They like to talk and tell you what went on in their life. They may even sit down and tell you about the crime that they committed. And then a lot of times I would just sit there and I wouldn't say nothing. A lot of the times I just sit there and listen to them, because that's a lot of times that's all they wanted, was somebody to just hear them. And you know, being in prison is like a little city, a city within a city. We're out here in the free world, but they're in a little city that is, they're not free, but they get everything inside of that city, like medical attention, the dental, they have trust fund accounts, from trust fund accounts on up to work assignments. They work every day. They don't get paid that much, but, you know, they get in the biggest amount that they get is like $3 a day. They learn how to make teeth. They learn how to make tags, do furniture. And it's amazing. And I just want to let people on the outside know that being on the inside with people that have committed crimes, I didn't look at it as them committing a crime. I looked at it as them being human. And when you treat another human like a human, then you get that respect from them. I respected them. They respected me. and I just want to get it out to the public and just let them know what we go through as correctional officers and correctional staff.
Yeah, through your point of view, through your eyes on the other side of it, that's why I said it was so interesting to watch that series and how often so many things are misportrayed. And they tried to really make it like a, you know, what it would be like through a corrections officer's eyes. And you moved all the way up to captain. How rewarding was the work for you to get all the way up to be promoted to captain? I mean, that says something in all those years.
Well, for one thing, I love what I did, and I did what I love. I love going to work every day. I love going in, mingling with the inmates during the day, because they taught me a lot also. You know, I went in when I was 26 years old, and when I came out, I was 56. So I learned a lot from them. It was a teaching lesson for me also. But just sitting and talking to them and knowing that I could have helped at least 5 out of the 15, you know, made me feel good. I started at a sergeant, and, you know, I had trying times, but I stuck it out, you know. The inmates had come talk to me sometimes because I would be, you know, off the rail. But just talking to them, it's not like being at a male facility. Men do, when they're going to do something, they're going to do it right then. Women, you know, they'll go around for weeks at a time, and you got plenty of time to intervene in anything that's going to happen with a woman, because we like to talk. So we're going to tell our friend, or we gonna tell our buddy, and then the word just don't get around. And you know, you have plenty of time to intervene before anything major happens. So you know, I came from sergeant to a lieutenant. And just like I said, I love just mingling with the inmates, and I would go out and sit out with them and talk to them, and you know, they respected that, you know, and they respected that I treated them like that. I treated them like a human and not like an inmate. So, you know, it was rewarding for me. And just like I said, I learned a lot from them also.
Yeah, I like that you say that you learned a lot from them. And so, and you mentioned that it was gratifying when some of them could make it, because it's so tough to make it on the other side, right? Because
yes,
then no
is.
Matter what happened for these women, they are tabbed as being a felon, and it's hard for them to get a job, right?
Yes, yes, it is. It's very hard when they get out. You know, they try to get a job. They can't get a job because they tag with the felon name, or, you know, that one little spot on their application, you know, have you ever committed any crime? And I'm sure there are some that say no to that question, but just like I told them, don't ever say no, because down the line they're going to find out anyway, and then you're still not going to be without a job. I said, but if you continue on, someone out there will eventually give you a chance to show and prove to them that you can do the job, and, you know, you can maintain yourself while you're on that job. And a lot of times if they go out and they can't get a job, then they get stuck in that revolving door, because they can't get a job, they can't make money. They revert back to what they used to do in order to support their family. Well, when they do that, most of the time they're going to end up coming back to prison, and having to serve more time. You know, I've had a lot of them that say, well, you know, counting forward, I had to feed my child. So I had to do what I had to do. I can't get a job, so I had to do what I had to do.
Mm.
So, yeah, so that's one of the things that I want to put out there also, too. You know, now they have work release, where they could go out and work at, like, the McDonald's or the Burger King. But, and that's fine at the same time, but once you get out of prison, you want to be able to do something a little bit more, paying a little bit more than just working at Burger King or at McDonald's.
Sure.
You know, if you're trying to support your child or support your family. So it's just my 28 years there, I've learned a lot, being in the prison system, and there's a lot that goes on, and a lot of people think that, you know, this is what they see on TV. Some of it, yes, but like, you know, like documentaries or, now that's true stuff on documentaries that they do. But, you know, and we even had a segment for Lockup at Women's Prison. And, you know, it's been out there for a while. And, you know, they showing you everything that went on in the prison, and show you some of the inmates talk.
I like that. It's a perfect place to end this. You have great stories in it. It's called Through the Rank. Pick it up. You can get it on Amazon.
Yes.
Marie Ford, thank you so much for sharing your stories, and I hope it sheds some light on so many questions people have about what is it like to work in the prison system, and what is it like to deal with inmates, and what are the things we don't understand.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com
or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, who isn't looking to read a really good book to get lost into this time around? In Author's Corner, on Author's Corner, Nishant Kaushik joins us, and he's written a book that is very funny. I like the dark humor in this book. It's called Good Boy Joe, and I think anyone could pick up this book and get lost in it and really, really enjoy it. And I love the reasons why, when we talked off the air, he put this together and how he went all in. I always say dealing your own destiny is about going all in, and he really went all in writing this book. And you can get it on Amazon, and you will laugh out loud. I think you will howl. In fact, that's what happened with my nephew when he read the book. So, Nishant, without further ado, thank you so much for joining us from Australia. And I kind of set you up there with the dark comedy. Tell us about the background of Good Boy Joe and what went into writing this.
Kate, firstly, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's an absolute pleasure. Talking about Good Boy Joe, this really started with a figment of my imagination. I have grown up watching films. I've been obsessed with films, ever since I was a young child. And when I moved to Bombay, which is kind of the Beverly Hills of India, you could say, the land of the films in India, I used to often walk on the streets of the city admiring the houses that belong to film stars, and I always wondered what it would be like to live a day in the life of a film star. I think that's the seed of the story. That's how Good Boy Joe came into existence. I created a character called Joe DeCosta, who is a pretty much out-of-job youth in Mumbai, who's looking for something meaningful to do in life, and how he encounters an opportunity to spend a day in the life of Vicky Bhargav, who is a popular film star, now kind of going down the hill in a sense. And that contrast between these two characters' lives is what I've tried to bring alive through the story, to show that on one hand you've got a poor young man who is aspiring to a rich life, but he hasn't been able to get one so far, and on the other hand you've got a very, very super rich guy who's been a very popular film star, but he's now got he's having struggles and problems of his own that he's having to deal with. He's on downhill when it comes to his career. He's out of relationships. He's out of luck. He's dealing with problems with the underworld. So that contrast is what I've tried to bring alive, and that's the entire context of the story as well.
Yeah, and for you, I mean, this was personal because you're crazy about the movies. You moved to Bombay, which is, like as you described to me, the Beverly Hills of the movie industry, certainly in India, and many of us are aware of that too because there's so many crossover stars. So what was it like? Take all of us to Bombay with you. What was that like for you, wandering around the streets and looking at some of the opulent areas of Bombay?
Well, I think the opulence of Bombay cannot be seen in isolation. It's a city. The city is an experience overall. I mean, you know, just the first day that I walked into the city, I went to the beach, for instance. I'd never seen a sea in my life before. I came from a non-coastal state. So just that enormity of the city comes to life when you look at the sea, with the Arabian Sea surrounding this little island. Everything about the city, not just the opulent parts, but you know, the spirit of the city, how people try to help each other. When the city of Bombay keeps seeing numerous stressful situations. For example, frequent floods. There have been terror attacks over the years. Every time, the way the city bounces back to life just makes you fall in love with it each time. After every incident that rocks the city, it bounces back, and that's something so lively about Bombay. That's what I love about it. And then, of course, add to it that entire layer of the film industry, that aura that surrounds the film industry is something that makes Bombay shine even more in my eyes.
Yeah.
It's an experience I can't get rid of, and I keep telling my family. I've been outside India for like 7 years now, I think, but I have not been able to get Bombay out of my heart. It still belongs to me. I still feel that I live in it while I physically don't.
Wow. You did do a very good job of taking us there, and that really inspired Joe. So tell us more about Joe. What kind of guy is Joe?
So Joe DeCosta is a guy who grew up in a small village in Tamil Nadu, which is in the south of India. And while this entire story is, of course, a piece of fiction, but it draws inspiration from certain real-life incidents. So his village got devastated in the tsunami of 2004, which was something that had actually happened in India back in December 2004.
Oh, yeah.
And the after effects of that tsunami and how his family got displaced because of that calamity, had to move to Bombay with very little means to actually survive. How his widowed mother tried to, bring him up in a city that was fraught with challenges, not just financial, but also in terms of family. They had little support. And in spite of that, this guy has, he has the mojo, basically. He thinks he can achieve a lot in life. He has not worked very hard so far, but he's got very fancy dreams. And that's really most of us during our growing up years. My friends and I, we have been like that. We have seen our struggles. We have seen our family struggle. We come from typically middle-class families. But at the same time, we have the mojo. We love life. We love to live life on a high. And we are not in a hurry to accomplish our dreams. We have got great dreams, but we feel we'll get there in due course of time. We don't really make a dash for them at times. And that's what Joe is all about.
And then Joe has some really funny things that happen to us. It's happened to him, and then it feels like it's happening to us. That's why I say this book really, it's fiction. It really pulls you in. So give us a funny moment from the book.
I think there are plenty of funny moments that the story is peppered with, if I have the liberty of saying so without being too brash. But one of the subplots that comes to my mind is this time when Joe decides to take, or offers to take, the film star Ricky Bhargav to his film shoot to Lonavala, which is about 200 kilometers out of Bombay. It's a pretty it's almost in itself a very unbelievable situation because a film star wouldn't ride Billion on a scooter, really. But that's what the story says. And so that the crowds on the road don't recognize the actor, Joe offers him a black helmet, saying, you know, put this on so that people won't know it's you. And in one of the sequences of this road trip, they stop for a bite at a food stall which belongs to Joe's uncle. And it just so happens that the uncle starts mocking Vicky Bhargav in the restaurant, saying he's an actor who's gone down south. His career is going downhill. He has not much left. And he starts mocking his voice as well. So just the entire sequence, it's been 6 years since I've written the story. So I don't remember the exact dialogue that I wrote. But I do remember that the scene was very close to my heart because in a very rare moment, the author was laughing while writing the scene. So I kind of like that. I like that sequence. The fact that an arrogant film star of yesterday today just has to sit behind a black helmet, silently absorbing, bitterly absorbing the nasty things that are being said to him by a common man in a restaurant. So I think that's something that I found dark and funny at the same time.
Oh, yeah. And there's plenty of moments like that in this book, Good Boy Joe, Nishant Kaushik. You can pick it up on Amazon.com, easy to find. And Nishant, what do you hope people that are listening to us take away from reading your book? Let's say they get your book and they get lost in what we've been talking about. What do you hope ultimately they walk away with?
I think unlike most other books that I have written, this story is not something that I would say is everyday relatable. It's a rather make-believe story. It gives you a peek into what potentially the world of film stars might look like, especially from the eyes of a common man like Jodie Costa. And it's just, it's an absolute figment of imagination, layered with a lot of humor, I hope, and with a bit of, dark reality of the underworld and the glitz of the film industry. And of course, the struggles that India's youth every day have to face with, such as poverty, economic and financial crisis, etc. So at the end of the day, the packaged story is just a very entertaining narrative, I would say. It's laced with humor, and it's a very breezy read. It's I would say it's a day and a half read. It's something that you just go home smiling after you've read the book. It's like watching a comedy film.
I like that description. It's a perfect place to end this. Who doesn't want to have a smile on their face? A quick read, meaning it's easy. It takes you away from whatever your struggles are, and especially now in the world today, books couldn't be more popular, and stories like this are fantastic. Thank you so much, Nishant, for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate, once again, for having me on your show. It was an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.